Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
And after you're done with that, you can organize my X-Men comics by character death in ascending order of grisliness.
Got it. I'll leave a space for the death of the franchise after Apocalypse. Hey, while I'm doing that, I assume you're engaging the ionization smokescreen to conceal the higher output of reality distortion microbes? As leader of the bunker, that's something you know about, right?
I do know that thing, but I am very busy at the moment with this pen.
Because I'd be happy to take care of that, unsupervised and without, you know, undermining you in the process.
Good, good. Meanwhile, I should tell our listeners that the following podcast is not real. And also, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3.5+ years, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Ruffled Feather, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, my good bud, my little badger buddy, the talking badger, who is a shapeshifter, but to me, he'll always be a badger, even if he's a different thing, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt, please.
Oh, you haven't done that catchphrase as much lately.
No, it's just something I say. I don't mean for it to be a catchphrase.
Oh.
I also was thinking about it, and I thought maybe moving forward, if you want, or if you can remember, I thought maybe you could call me like a Shadger.
A Shadger?
Or a Bifter. Just because you always call me a badger, I always correct you that I'm a shapeshifter, so I thought, why don't we have more compromise on the show?
A Shadger. Could I call you like a Shadger Kunkel?
That doesn't make sense to me.
It'll make sense to a very small number of people.
I feel like even the people it makes sense to, they're going to be like,
woof. They won't like it.
Woof. Well, then call me a bifter.
A bifter?
Or all a bafter.
Right. A bafter. I'm going to call you a bifter, even though it doesn't really make sense.
It's a badger shapeshifter.
Bifter.
A bifter.
All right. You're a bit of a bifter.
Yeah.
And you know what? Who's a bit of a wifter? My other co-host and buddy, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor.
Spaghetti.
Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius,
Wifter.
Master of light and shadow.
Wifter of the 12th
Manipulator
realm.
Of magical delights. Devourer of chaos. Champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Aye, and if I were to utter one of these names aloud, most assuredly every magical instrument in the land of Foon would come alive and sing a song of death.
So, at first I thought that was going to be adorable. Like, I thought that was going to be like a Disney-esque little objects coming alive and singing songs, but it's a song of death?
Well, you're missing the point. They're instruments and they're singing.
But they're singing about death.
Yeah, it's a bit of a juxtaposition.
Yes, but usually they just make music. They don't sing. People sing.
Usidor?
You've missed the point. You're burying the lead. Never mind. Move on.
Usidor, could you sing a little bit of the song that, like, an adorable teacup would sing about death?
A teacup? How is a teacup an instrument?
An instrument of tea.
Yeah, I guess everything's an instrument when you think about it.
I suppose
you're an
so.
Instrument of magic. I'm an instrument of adorableness.
All right.
Arnie's an instrument of change.
Okay, fine. I'm a different instrument.
No,
a spoon.
Fine.
Pretty straightforward.
I thought the lyrics were going to be a little more complicated.
It's a spoon.
But guys, I'm very excited. You know what? I've been thinking about it. We've been getting a lot of emails requesting it. Remember a while back, maybe a year ago, we did a book club where we read The Great Gatsby from Earth? The famous Earth book that none of you liked.
Yeah, I mean, it ended with a light. Is that how a lot of Earth books end? Is just like a colored light?
As I lay dying, I think. Ends with a colorful light, probably.
As I lay dying ends with a colorful light. That's just as juxtaposed as a song about death.
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
Well, anyway, I was thinking that we got to find an Earth book that you guys will like, and it was so fun to have a book club, right?
Mm-hmm. It was very fun.
It was informative, and it was an instrument for knowledge.
And our listeners got to read along.
Well, someone shoved through the dimensional portal a copy of the book Pride and Prejudice.
Whoa. How many snub-nosed motorboats are in it?
You know what? I've actually never read the book Pride and Prejudice, but I'm very confident there are no motorboats snub-nosed or otherwise.
Well, I shall immediately start reading this book to decipher it for all the runes and magic spells hidden within.
So, guys, we're all going to read Pride and Prejudice, and dear listener, I encourage you to read Pride and Prejudice along with us, and we'll do a book club episode in, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. We're going to give you, but especially us, a long time to read this book.
Arnie, I'm excited, but I gotta admit, I'm a little bummed.
What's wrong, Bifter?
I mean, you were telling us about the greatest fiction books on Earth, and I thought we could read one of them that you mentioned next.
What's that?
The Bible.
Oh.
You said it's a nice, sweet, short story?
Hey, direct all emails to chunt6ts@gmail.com.
Why'd you say that?
I'm just saying I don't want to field emails about that.
You don't really want to dig into the Bible right now with us?
Let's read the Bible for the book club. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, no. I mean, maybe it would be, but no. Hey, let's put it on the list of potential other books for the book club.
We should poll people on Twitter to see what book they want to hear us read next. We could put up the Bible. We could put up, what's that girl's diary you said that you read? Was that a
No.
Now, I remember you saying that we should have a show Bible. Is that the same thing?
No.
You said if Netflix calls, we should have a show Bible. What about your favorite book? You said Caring Things? What was that called?
Oh, The Things They Carry. That's a great collection of short stories.
Isn't that your favorite book?
That is my favorite book, although I haven't read it in a long time. You know what? I listen to you too, Brifter. Is that
Bifter.
Right? Bifter.
Or Chang.
Chang. Oh, wait. What's that noise?
Oh, the eyes of Slittingdoor. The pupils are back.
Oh, yes. They've had time to regain their magical energies and show us other timelines that we never were able to live ourselves.
That's right. You have the magical other timelines. I'm just repeating what you said.
Yes, you are.
Honestly, I'm a little shook from what we last saw. It was pretty intense.
I know. It was crazy that if we had left on Usador's quest instead of being imprisoned by the Dark Lord, Gurm would have died. Usador, are you okay, bud?
Well, I am more emotionally sound than I was the last time we used the Eyes of Slittingdoor's, but I still think of Gurm, and I wonder what might have been, for I fell in
love. Try not to think about what might have been, because that was then, and you have taken different roads.
That's right. But am I in love with Gurm?
Usador, is that possible if you fall in love with someone in an alternate history?
I don't know. It's never happened before.
Ooh, I know who to ask.
Who?
Can. Isn't that how you summon him? You just
snap
and say, Can.
Has that ever worked?
Sometimes it takes him a while to show up, though.
Can. I guess he's dead.
You did mention that he died recently. And that's right, we saw that we would have found Otok.
Oh, yes, but we didn't find out much about what happened to him.
Because the battery ran out.
But now it
is rich.
That was
convenient.
It worked out great for us. But now, let us take a moment to think of envisioning Otok in that other timeline, and then breathe in. Otok?
It's me.
Otok, buddy!
Oh my gosh, it's so good to see you. I've missed you so much.
I'm so glad you're still alive.
You guys are a sight for sore eye.
Give me a hug.
Oh, John, you grill.
Sorry,
give me that
I'm crushing
belly.
Your legs.
No,
sorry.
Give me that belly.
Oh, yeah, take it, take it, take it.
Give him to me.
I would come over and give you a hug, Otak, but I did recently lose both of my legs. Oh, I'm not super mobile.
Wow. Well, see, I lost an eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So not quite as bad, but...
But you know what? For both of us, I think it gives us character.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I've seen some stuff, guys.
Otak, what happened to you?
Well, it's going to take a bit, but first of all, Blemish, he's back at the tavern, right? Irony, I kind of left you and you and him in charge.
You know, I think we kicked him out of the...
I just want to make sure.
I think we kicked him out of the tavern before we left on the quest, but, you know, as Blemish, I'm sure he snuck back in.
I just want to make sure someone is watching the tavern because, you know, it's my birthright.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Very important to me.
Yeah, I'm sure Blemish is watching the tavern. Who do you want to be watching the tavern?
Well, I hoped it would be a joint effort between you and him, like I said.
Well, that didn't work out so well.
Arnold, even before he lost his legs, he didn't use them much. So he didn't really do a lot to help the upkeep of the tavern so much.
And ever since he lost them, he keeps making us call him Loose Tent Dan, which I don't understand.
LTD.
I don't even know what that means, Arnie.
Guys, I like a loose tent. Don't you hate when you're camping and you're in a really skinny tent? Ugh.
And then sometimes he just yells out, Jenny, and I don't understand what that's all about.
Well, hey, easy, Bats, easy.
Oh, Doc, watch out. They're all
it's okay. It's
no,
all right.
No, it's not okay, because you'll jump off a cliff, and then they'll grab you and bring you back up, and then somebody else will jump, and they're not going to do it. It's mental terrorism. Oh. They fuck with your head.
Guys, don't worry. I know these spider bats.
What?
They're with me.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
You know these spider bats?
Absolutely.
They are responsible for the death of Gurmcrust, my beloved would-be wife that I would have renounced my magical powers for.
Wife?
And live the rest of my... I promised to renounce my powers and live immortal life with her, but now...
What?
Her head has been smashed at the bottom of the rocks.
Oh, he's crying blood.
Oh, my God.
Because the spider bats so swiftly snapped up Chunt, she assumed it would also happen for her.
I've never seen this before. When a wizard cries blood, it means that they've... lost a great love in their life.
And then she leapt to her own doom. Doom!
Oh, man. Eustor. Danielic, I apologize. I can't be in charge of these guys all the time, but they're my kitchen staff, essentially.
Well, to be fair, she was very presumptuous in thinking she could jump off that cliff and those spider bats were going to catch her.
Yeah, that's not like... you know, what you would normally expect from a Spider-Man.
But we had literally just watched it happen.
Yeah, it happened to me, and so I was like, I think, like, the water's safe, and then, you know, she jumped off the
cliff.
Right. But
you know what the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing twice and thinking something different is going to happen.
Did you read that on a poster?
On a mug.
Wait, so you're running a kitchen up here?
Oh, yeah, I am. It's more of it's gastropub that I'm, in charge of.
Oh, wow.
I'm executive chef.
That's great that you found, like, a new Vermilion Minotaur out here, wherever you are, that you know, that it's your heart and blood and sweat and tears that makes the Vermilion Minotaur. What's the place called?
Spittoons.
Oh.
Spittoons.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spittoons. I don't own
it. Good. It's catchy.
Yeah, I didn't name it.
Splatoon. Is that what it was?
Spittoons.
So it's like squid. Splatoon sounds a little more colorful.
Squid themed?
Yeah, calamari?
It's spit themed, yeah. It's spit themed. There's spittoons, which something you spit in everywhere.
It makes sense because we're so close to the Dark Lord's lock here in the Valley of Strike that their people surely want to spit wherever they want. So it's nice to make a place where they can spit into some sort of vessel or container so that their expert is not all over the place.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't think I've spit since I've gotten to Foon. Not even once.
Huh.
I'm sorry, Otak. I know we haven't seen you in a long time, but can we talk about this for a while? What do you think's going on there?
I don't know. I mean, I've never been like a real avid spitter.
Uh-huh. I feel like one time you got super drunk, you stood up on a table and you said you were especially good at expectorating.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you gotta expectorate the unexpectorable.
Mm.
Otak, did you find Activia, your sweet daughter?
That's right, you left on your quest to find Activia.
I did, and I have not found Activia, actually.
Damn it.
And I've been delayed on my quest.
Oh, damn it. People get delayed on quests all the time. It happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes for, like, years at a
time. Right. I know. Did you get my last message?
You know, we did. we did get your message that you were being held captive, but
and
you
I
really
just
seemed
had
like
my eye cut out.
Yeah,
and I was pleading for help.
Yeah. Oh, we wanted to come. We just didn't. It just was very overwhelming.
We had a lot going on.
We were dealing with a lot. It's an action-packed time.
Oh, you guys. Also.
But we did eventually come and find you as an accidental side quest on Usador's quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
I just assumed, I mean, obviously, Flower and Crop must have died on the journey home. And so when they didn't arrive, that you would immediately send out.
No. So they got back.
They got back.
Yeah.
They're good.
They were really upset and worried about you in the recordings from the stone that we heard.
The Rocky Talkies.
The Rocky Talkies.
Right.
And then...
And they said they were going to get help. They were going back to get help.
Oh, it's so good to see you. You're my oldest friend. Otak, you are my oldest friend. Can we see spittoons? Is it around here?
Yeah, actually, it's right behind that tree.
Is it the place with the sign that says Splatoon?
It's right behind that tree.
I thought that was coincidence. That's not happenstance.
No, that's actually not even a tree. That's just bats in a tree formation.
Oh.
Right, move aside, guys.
Wow.
There it is. And,
but that's a series of spider bats, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we thought maybe that might be a friend. Well, can we go in?
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, by the way, keep a low profile, please. I don't own this place.
Okay.
It's a high concept, trendy restaurant.
Who owns the place? Should we be on the lookout for your boss to try and... Should we talk up your food so that you get
boss,
maybe get a raise?
Yes, yes. We'd be glad to help out.
We can be plants.
Let me just say it's owned by some nefarious gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Oh, nefarious gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like long mustaches that they twirl?
No, super short mustaches that they scratch.
But just to be clear... They are gentlemen.
Absolutely.
So very polite.
Sorry, it's probably hard to hear, Arnie. Let me drag him over here.
Oh, thank you.
No, they're part of a syndicate, if you know what I mean. Right? They're part of a...
They're made men?
Corruption guild?
House cleaning? The corruption guild?
The guild of corruption. We have never spoke of this before?
We never told you about the CGs?
No, what's...
Oh, Jesus, Arnie.
Well, you join the corruption guild to become a master criminal lord. And in time, if you do all the evil deeds that they ask you to do, they take you apart and put you back together. And you are a made man.
Wow. Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be like a remade man?
Semantics, Arnie.
You're not taking them apart and putting them back together. And once you're a made man, if somebody comes up to you and asks you to get your fucking shine box, you can kill them.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, maybe we shouldn't go into this restaurant.
No. Just play it cool, all right? I'll say I know you from way back, if anybody asks. But,
okay.
They've installed me here as the chef, and... I have to work here.
Otak, are you on the path to become a criminal?
No. Fianyelik, I just want to get out of here. It's a long story, but I escaped from those... You remember the guys with the sores?
Oh, yeah.
The weeping open sores. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Long story short, Arnie, I was able to use your... that Best Buy card you gave me to shimmy my way through my
Shackles,
thank you. Yes, shackles. They were rope shackles, and I used that Best Buy card, shimmying my way out of there and escaped.
Your face went lily white. Is everything okay?
No, I lost some good friends that were prisoners with me, but I couldn't lurk back. I had to keep moving, and then I fell into another adventure. One thing led to another, and I was in with the CGs.
Isn't that how it always goes? Just one adventure after another, just nonstop action. You're sitting in a bar, and all of a sudden you meet someone, and you're off. You're off to a new land.
Mm-hmm.
You're always outside. You're fighting. You're screaming. You're falling in love. You're breaking
You're living
up.
Life.
You're living life. Isn't that always the case, guys?
Is it?
That's how it goes for me.
Yeah. Just makes you want to spit.
I haven't spit since I've gotten to Hafoon. Not even once.
Wow.
Oh, man, my juices get going, and I just need to spit somewhere.
Now, Otak, is there some way we can specifically help you? Should we pretend to be a certain type of clientele, or just old friends of yours? And how can we help you ultimately escape?
Number one, when you come in here, you gotta be gentlemen. So whatever it takes for you to act like a gentleman.
And that means loosen some juice. So Arnie, start spitting. Gentlemen, spit.
It's true. Grab a spittoon when we get in there.
Oh, God. Oh, he's doing that thing. What did he call it? Beatboxing? I hate it. Oh, he's trying to spit.
I'm trying to work up some pre-spit.
If we want to be gentlemen, here's what we must do. Trunt, I shall conjure for you a tiny little bow tie. For you, Arnold, a new set of legs.
Wait, Usador.
He's a wizard.
Why didn't you do that before?
Because you lost your legs in a terrible battle.
Oh, you have to learn consequences.
But now we're undercover.
Okay.
They're so short and thin.
Ooh, Usador, can you give me a deck of cards?
Oh, sure. There you are.
Thank you. And maybe like an oversized coin that I can put across my knuckles.
Big coin?
Maybe a scar across my face.
Scar across the face.
And then like a clown nose and clown wig.
Clown nose, clown wig.
Do I look like a clown to you?
No, you don't look like a clown to me.
Do I look like a clown to you?
No, I didn't say you look like a clown.
Do I look like a fucking clown to you?
I didn't say you look like a fucking clown.
No, I'm asking. I want to look like a clown.
Oh, yeah, you look like a clown.
Oh, good, 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 good.
And I'll take off my hat.
Whoa.
Now we are gentlemen. Let us enter.
All right, come on in. Here, I'll show you to my corner booth right here. Everybody grab a spittoon. Arnie?
Can we walk through the kitchen before?
You look really worried. Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, we'll have to touch the spittoon.
No, hold on. Put the spittoon back. We're going back outside. Okay. Let's go in through the kitchen.
We can walk through the kitchen.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
That's,
oh, yeah, that's a lot cooler.
It's a power move.
All right, just nod to Spider-Bats as you walk by.
Spider-Bats.
How's it going? That's the one that killed you.
Oh, it's good to see you. How are you?
Nice, cool place.
And
cool.
Now we're into the dining room.
The Spider-Bats are cooking the food.
Oh, yeah, they're doing everything.
They're not wearing any hairnets. I noticed that. Is that...
They got little hairs, like, everywhere.
That's true, but have you ever eaten a spider bat hair?
I mean, I'm sure there are trace amounts of spider bat hair in all food.
Yeah, well, absolutely. No, it has a little herbaceous quality to it.
Herbaceous?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like...
I told you this place was trendy.
Ensorcelment.
Yes, it's very delicious. It adds a little peppery flavor. It's very nice. But I'm also noticed they're not wearing any wing nets.
That's true. They're on back order. Oh.
Also, they're fucking spider bats. I'm sorry.
God, leave that at the door, Arnie.
They don't have testicle covers. Does that affect the food?
In the best way possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Guys, you know I have a nut allergy. Usador, are you all right?
Holy shit, Arnie, that's the best joke you ever made.
I know, a nut allergy because testicles are sometimes... I was going to say, guys, you know I've got a ball allergy. And I'm like, that's not a thing.
One, it would be called a ballergy.
Chunt, that's the best joke you've ever done on
really?
The show. Yes.
Ballergy?
Ballergy.
Hashtag ballergy.
Oh, man. Someone get Dwayne The Rock Johnson on the line. I think I've got a name for a show for him.
The greatest tragedy of the show is that Arnold never actually made that joke.
No, that was a different me that did a different life.
That never
life.
Existed and will never exist.
It's a shame that we're living in this timeline. I wish that other timeline had happened.
Can a person fall in love with a joke they made in an alternate timeline?
Now you're just trying to rip me off. I need a drink. I'm tired.
Yeah, you're a little spent, buddy. Why don't you catch your breath? Let's get you a drink, and then we'll let him rest for a little bit since he's expending a lot of energy. And why don't we take a quick break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. I'll leaf through this copy of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, and we'll be right back.
Mm. Wow, you got into let's see here, the index.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty far. I see you took some notes. All you wrote was P and P over and over again.
Guys, this is going to be good. P and P.
How I miss Otok's spiced potatoes.
I miss other timeline Arnie.
Oh, me too.
Nut allergy.
It's been so nice to see Otok again. We really did leave him out there for a very long time.
He did, and he's one of my favorite people. And I do so love the Vermilion Minotaur and wish we could go back there.
He never asked us for many things besides to watch his tavern for him, which we failed to do.
Yes.
And to keep Blemish in his tavern, which then we accidentally stood by while he accidentally killed himself.
Killed himself. We are not responsible.
I'm sure all those things will be fine.
Yes, for all we know in this alternate timeline, Blemish is dead there too.
Yeah.
We just don't know about it.
Exactly.
Can I ask something about how magic works?
Of course.
Since this is an alternate timeline, does that mean that Otok definitely did all these things? That he definitely went to the woods? Or that's just what would have happened if we set off on the quest.
Well, considering this is the first time we've encountered him, I assume that everything up to the point where we met him has happened, yes?
Damn, magic be crazy.
Magic be crazy.
Magic be crazy!
Hashtag Bology.
Guys, this is why I always encourage us to never leave the tavern, because things get hard to figure out.
Ah, yes. And let things become hard again.
What are we touching?
Yes, let things become hard again. Touch the eyes of the eyes, doors. Yes. And breathe in.
Oh, this is a comfy booth. Ooh,
yeah, yeah. Nice. Arnie, can you slide in a little? Can you keep sliding?
All the way in?
Yeah, keep going. It's a serpentine booth.
And now he's out. Back in. Arnie. Keep sliding. And now he's out. This is fun.
Get used to those new legs.
Can I trust the coat check? Because there's a whole building inside of my hat.
Oh, you should be fine. I mean, they know you're with me.
Oh, good, you came in
through the kitchen.
Very good.
You should be fine.
Hey, can I take your order?
CC.
Oh, Otak, hey.
Yeah, CC, these are my friends. These are my gentlemen friends.
My name is CC.
CC,
is that? S-E-E-S-E-E. My dad named me Seesaw, and I killed him.
Oh.
Changed my name to CC.
Oh, that's a good cover.
Sawed off his head.
Oh.
Ironically.
Huh.
Ironically?
Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that ironic?
I suppose
Don't you
so.
Think?
Yeah.
You have to hear a little bit. You have to hear the whole story to really, for the irony.
What do
really
you want? What's your order? You.
I have a
stop
lot.
Sliding out of the
I'm
booth.
Sorry.
Arnie, please.
You keep doing that, I'm going to saw your legs off.
I'm sorry. Well,
he just got these legs today.
You just got these legs? Is that a joke?
Mm.
What, is he a clown? Is he supposed to be a clown?
Yes,
is that a fucking clown?
He is supposed to be a clown.
Is he here to amuse me?
Yes, he is here to amuse you.
Amuse me.
Chant, amuse him.
All right, pick a card, any card, and put it back in the deck, and I eat the deck.
Wonderful trick. You picked a card, and he ate the rest.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
What are you having?
I will have whatever the chef's specialty is.
Otak, what's your special today?
Well, we've got a, flambéed... herbaceous potato with a little bit of foam and drizzle. And that's paired with a musty Aletius.
A musty Aletius?
Yeah, that's correct.
We also have catcock.
And
catcock that was recently just cut off cats earlier this morning.
Oh. I was going to ask, do you have anything that's not potatoes?
Got catcock.
Got catcock.
I'll have the pear stuffed owl.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, thanks for looking at the menu.
Very good.
You know what? I'm going to go with a potato. I can't have the catcock because I've got a pussy allergy. I don't know. Is that anywhere? Yeah,
this guy is funny.
I'm sorry.
This guy is funny.
I'm addicted to the response I got to that nut allergy joke.
Oh, man. Wait, what was the nut allergy joke?
Oh,
can I hear it?
You know what? It's not as funny if I have to tell
it.
It was really an in
Are you
the
here
moment
to amuse me?
Thing.
Are you a clown?
I'm not a clown. I'm a serious... Well, I used to have an entertainment podcast.
I like this guy. All right, I'll be right back.
All right, thanks, EC.
One pear stuffed owl.
Yeah, you want the leg of the
Thank
wing.
Thank you.
Potatoes.
Oh, it's not the whole owl?
No, leg of the wing. You want the leg of the wing.
I suppose the leg.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be right back. Otak.
Yeah.
The CC guy, is he like a gentleman or what are they called? Is he a made man?
He's a made man.
CG? Also, he never took my order.
Chunt.
It's a little rude.
Yeah, you know, it's
That's
weird, true. Chunt. There are
I'll call it. CC. CC, excuse me. Come back over here for a minute. Come here for a moment.
Yeah.
CC, I just feel like you didn't really get enough one-on-one with one of your customers.
Yes.
Here?
Who's that? Is that?
That clown that entertained you? Huh. Also wanted to put in an order.
Oh, I saw him eat a deck of cards. I thought he was satiated.
That is a fair assumption to make.
Okay, I'll be right.
No, wait, actually, if you can come back for a second.
Yeah.
He actually does want to put it in an order, though.
Can
don't
I
you,
tell you something?
Of course.
I'm going to take off my foot, and I don't want to alarm you.
Okay.
On my foot that you're now holding in your hands, you'll see six toes. You know what that sixth toe that got added means?
I don't.
It means I'm a made man.
Uh-huh.
I'm part of the Corruption Guild.
Oh, well, you know what?
You're fine. You're also our waiter, so.
Yeah. And also, I mean, we're all made men, right?
Spit. I want to see the big one spit.
What's this?
I want to see the big one spit.
He was just spitting a lot.
I want to see the big one spit.
That's what she said?
This guy's gold. I don't know how you are in other timelines, but you're fucking hilarious.
You know what? I'm thinking about exploring comedy.
Can I have my foot back?
There's your foot.
All right. You Chump, guys are all right.
Chump, did you want anything to eat after all?
I gotta go.
Yeah, if I could, I wanted that cat cock.
Well, what are you gonna do?
You know, there is a comedy night tonight.
Really?
That's Spittoon's, Arnie.
What?
You could really...
Is it like a Chunce night?
It's very similar to Chunce night. It's CeCe's night, though.
Oh, feels like I got ripped off.
CeCe the waiter. Yeah, it's CeCe's night.
Otak, you gotta stop letting people do variety nights at your restaurants.
It's a popular night.
People love Chunce night.
Also, I'm not the owner.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Arnie, cut him some slack. Why don't you do some comedy? You're on fucking fire, man. I've never seen you be so funny.
It's gotta be in the moment.
Well, why don't Yusidor and I come up on stage with you, we'll riff, and then you'll keep, weaving gold.
Guys, aren't we trying to get Otak out of here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I've essentially signed a 3 winters contract with these guys.
3 winters contract?
They saved my life. They put a little pressure on me. They told me they'd help me with Activia, but I had to be the chef in their kitchen at Spittoon's for 3 winters.
Can't you just break your contract?
Yeah,
what are the consequences?
Break the contract.
Well, number one, someone will saw my cock off. Probably not CeCe. No, probably not. We've gotten pretty close.
Gotcha.
But someone.
I mean, it's really like sawing is kind of CeCe's thing.
Well, and they might do it if they want to also punish CeCe, if you're close.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably.
You're a main man. CeCe? You have to do it.
Yeah, CeCe has to saw.
Now, have they ever encountered a true wizard? Because I shall break this contract if it's so required.
Hey.
Yes.
Blue guy, you need to calm it down.
Do I?
You are scaring the customers.
I stand before thee in all my terrible glory. Let you look down upon the light and the shadow that I do care. Spit right on me.
Shut the
fuck
up.
He spit right on me.
It's dripping down your
what
beard.
What the hell?
Yusidor, I think he doesn't realize that you're a wizard because you took your hat off.
Oh, crap. I gotta get my hat back.
Where did you check your hat?
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I would like to get my hat out of check.
Oh, you'd like to check a hat.
No,
okay,
that will
be 1 gold coin.
No. I put my
per
hat...
Per item, it's 1 gold coin.
I put my hat in check already, and I would like to get it back.
I don't remember that. What did the hat look like?
It's tall and blue and sort of curly.
That's
at the top.
You. You're describing you.
No.
Tall
no.
and blue.
Yes, that's true. But the hat is very similar to
show
me.
Show him
and
your
look.
Ticket. Fjanjelik, show him your ticket.
Oh, yeah. I would have given you a ticket.
Here.
Of course, the ticket would be a caterpillar inscribed with numbers.
Prepare to be amazed as I present to you a ticket.
Okay. That seems to be a toe.
Oh. I guess I took CeCe's toe.
I'm so sorry. You took
the toe of a made man?
I didn't mean to. I just...
We're closed. Please step away.
He handed me his foot. What was I... I didn't mean to. I just must have grabbed it by accident.
Well, you're going to have to put it back on him.
Well, he's got my ticket, so I suppose I will.
He's going to have to get made all over again. He's going to have to be a remade man.
Mm-hmm. I don't count that as a joke, if you were going for something there.
The third time it'll be better.
You've gone too far, bro.
Now, we'll just sit at the table, and when he comes over to give us our food, I will slip the toe back where it goes and take my ticket in its place. It's what I call the old switcheroo!
Hey, what did I tell you? You need to shush it,
okay.
And shut it,
sorry.
And sit it
okay.
down.
Okay.
No more talking or screaming or frowns.
Oh, he's doing his poetry.
What are you...
What do you mean?
I was presenting poetry from CeCe's night.
Yes,
that's
and
what
I was
he does
so
before he kills someone.
I was so inspired. I just needed to stretch, you know. Sometimes people's beautiful artistic words cause me to kind of, you know, just want to stretch my body out, down, and kind of...
Why are you unlacing my boot? What is that?
Do you remember earlier when you handed me your foot?
Yeah.
What a funny thing happened. I accidentally got one of your toes, and I think you got my ticket to the coach check.
What? My toe?
Yes, you can have it back freely here.
Oh, no, that means I'm not a made man anymore.
But in a moment, you could be remade.
No, don't steal the third one from me. God damn it.
No, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
No,
you're pretty funny.
Thank you so much.
But I've been dishonored.
Oh, no, I meant no dishonor.
I have to saw myself in half.
Oh.
Oh, Doc, if he would saw himself in half, then he would have sawed your cock off.
That's true.
Oh, no, it's part of my magic act. I saw myself in half.
Yeah, it's Cece's night, Arnie.
That's fine.
I thought I said that.
You think I'd kill myself?
Oh.
Spit. I'm going to see you spit.
Breathing in.
What is he doing?
He's acting like a mouse.
Make him stop. I hate this. Make him stop.
Drink some
Make
water.
Him stop.
Drink some water.
Oh, water. You know what, guys? I don't think I've drank any water since I've gotten the
that
food.
Sounds right. Now, Chunt also wanted to put in an order while you're here.
Yeah, what is he having?
I'll have the catcock.
Catcock?
What did you say?
The catcock?
The catcock. Is that what you asked for, Badger?
Yeah, I wanted the catcock.
How do you want it prepared?
How do you recommend?
Raw?
These two are really hitting it off, I think. They're kind of having a moment.
Yeah, play it
cool.
All right. I'll be right back. Oh, also, this ticket was stuck to my foot.
Oh, and this toe was stuck in my peanut butter.
Wait, what? Let's put it together.
Oh, there we go.
Nah, stop it.
Nasty.
So, guys, listen. I don't know if I can last 3 winters. I mean, my quest to find Activitia has been put on hold. I have no idea where she is, if she's still okay.
And you know what? I gotta say, it's not as important as your family, but since you've been gone, the Vermilion Minotaur has kind of gone to shit.
Yeah, it's really run down and
Wall. I did a lot of things to keep it running well.
All right, name 5.
Kept my eye on Blemish.
One.
Man, he is spitting hot fire to me. While he thinks, I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to burn this place to the ground.
That's right. Is your contract invalidated if this place doesn't exist anymore?
That's a good point. I'm just worried they're going to ship me off to another one of their theme restaurants.
They are a chain?
What are some of the other themes?
Oh, there's Spittoons.
Well, that's the one we're in.
Yeah, I'm starting with that. There's Jack-O-Lax.
Wait, we can do that? When listing things, we can start with the thing that's currently...
Absolutely. It means you're beginning
shit.
The list of things that happen.
That so changes the game.
That really does. That knocks like one off of every list.
That means Ani can do lists of 2 now.
Yeah, it's a rule of 2s.
So, do you want me to finish?
Or? Well, please. You said Spittoons and what else?
I would love to hear more about Jack-O-Lax.
There's Spittoons. There's Jack-O-Lax.
2.
There's Bird Huggers.
3.
Ooh, Usador.
That sounds great.
There's Sandblasters, and there's McGangahees, which is just like a
not really a theme. Just
it's just like lots of wood.
Lots of reclaimed things.
Exactly.
Woods
a theme.
Stuff.
Yeah, not wood's fun. A theme.
Yeah, yeah. Foresty. I guess. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've noticed that Foon doesn't have, like, advanced theme technology. Like, you're still real, like, beginner on what themes are.
Like dueling pianos?
Wood.
Isn't that a theme? Dueling pianos? That's what happens at Jack-O-Lax.
Ficalish, ficalish, me I come. Ficalish, ficalish, me I hum.
Did you just say me I come? You need to sit down and shut it.
I'm going to burn this place to the very ground.
Who's saying that?
I'm just letting him know as I send out another fireball. There. I've begun a nice blaze. Soon the entire building shall be aflame.
Man, those spider bats aren't wearing nut guards.
There's something there.
Arnie, we gotta get out of the building.
Arnie,
come on. We gotta get out of Spittoons. What are you doing?
The nut thing came back around.
No, quick. Take over.
Arnie, this isn't the time.
Get out of here before you burn up.
We don't have time for you to think of a response.
I have to go to the coach check.
You again. Do you have a ticket?
Here's my ticket. I thought I'd lost it, but now I have it. Okay. And now the place is on fire, so can I just get that big blue hat? I can actually see it from here. I can see it up on that shelf right over there.
Oh, right there. Let me
to the right.
Up and get it.
Just to the right.
Top hat right here?
Nope, just to the right. The big, tall, pointy, curly...
Oh, the chef's
curly...
hat. Is the chef's
hat? Nope, to the left of the chef's hat, right in the middle, huge blue wizard's hat.
Okay.
It's gigantic.
The leather pants?
There's a lot of unclaimed articles here.
Arnie, did you die in the fire?
I don't know. It looked like the fire was encroaching on all of us. I don't know if if any of us would have gotten out of there.
Well, the good thing is I never went there and I never set the place on fire.
Yeah.
But I'm sure most of the people there died that night in that alternate timeline.
Yeah. You know what? Now that I think about it, it's probably a good thing that we never left on our quest to defeat the Dark Lord a day earlier. Yeah. Gurm died. Oh. Two Pimbly Nimblebottoms died.
Isidore lost his hat.
Yes. I suppose it means that fate is leading us along the correct path. And very soon, all the machinations I've put in place for decades and centuries shall come to fruition, and I shall defeat the Dark Lord, despite whatever roadblocks we have encountered along the way.
But to balance it out, that nut joke was pretty sweet.
That was a good
that
joke.
Was so good. Was
so good. So good.
Can. Can.
Can?
Can.
Can?
Can.
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 Why am I doing this? I don't want him to come.
Well, Isidore, I mean, I guess we didn't definitively see that we didn't get out of the restaurant. Should we? Is there any more power left in the eyes of Slidendor?
Let us check one last time. Here now, focus and think of that restaurant from that alternate timeline. And breathe in.
Look at all these charred catcocks.
Oh. Aw. He recommended raw. They're ruined.
This place is destroyed, but somehow the four of us survived.
And now, Otok, you are free.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh.
We did it. We saved you, Otok.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, the quest was worth it. Hey, excuse me. Excuse me.
Hey, Arnie just spit.
I just spit. You know, there's just all this ash
guys,
in my
you
just,
guys.
You spit on the ashes in my restaurant?
Oh.
You spit on the ashes of my restaurant?
Uh-oh. Shit, is that the owner?
Hey, this? Cece. Come over here.
Yeah.
This is Coolio.
Coolio. What are you? Yeah, I'm Coolio.
Yeah.
That's a name I gave myself.
He's been spending most his life in the Corruption Guild.
Yeah. Eh? What are you idiots doing here burning down my restaurant?
Coolio, I don't know. There was a kitchen accident with the spider bats.
Boss.
I love you. You're disappointing me.
Blue one took my toe.
What?
He ripped off my toe.
That is a sign of disrespect.
Coolio, look.
Well, I didn't need to.
Don't leave them alone, okay? If you want, I'll work at Jack-O-Lax or Sandblasters or anywhere.
No. Boss, make him work at the wood theme restaurant. Make him work at wood.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of that one again? I own it, and even I can't remember.
Magellies?
Yeah, who cares?
Mahogany's. It's got a lot of names.
I thought it was Timbers. What is it?
Locals call it Timbers, but I think the official name is McGalahees.
That's it. That's a stupid name, and you're a stupid man. Let's transform into giant eagles. Transform into giant eagles and fly this idiot out of here.
I've got
come back!
Guys, follow me, please! Don't leave me to die!
Wait, if you jump out of their talons, the bat spiders might catch you.
No, they're dead!
Wait, don't go! I was gonna do something about... I've got a wood allergy. No?
That's pretty good.
I thought it was good.
Fuck you, Otok.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that Arnie's a lot funnier.
Yeah. God, I was on fire. I mean, a little bit. I was literally a little bit on fire.
Well,
we definitely did not save Otok in that alternate timeline.
Nope.
But is it fair to say that there's a decent chance that he's really at Splatoons now?
Spittoons?
Spittoons now?
I'm very certain that there is a 98% probability. I'm doing the math magic, and I'd say 98%, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to add it to our list.
You know what we should do. If we truly want to return to the Vermilion Minotaur, we now have something that Activia wants.
Hashtag Vology.
Well, Emperor Craig, what do you think? Will Ballergy get any traction? I'll give it higher odds than Shadger Kunkel. Chunt the Bifter was played by Adol Refai. Usador the Wifter was played by Matt Young. Otok Barleyfoot, the long-absent half-elf tavern owner, was played by special guest Nick Bear. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Care to follow along with the Someday Soon Book Club episode of Pride and Prejudice? Then go straight to the definitive version, the 2005 film with Keira Knightley, which finally makes sense of Austin's trash fire of run-on sentences and needlessly erotic courtroom scenes. Or bow to your base instincts and order the original from Amazon via the Hello from the Magic Tavern website. Music, as always, by Ariel Lithuania. Logo by Alore Latrice. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. Hey, Emperor, did you think the series of bats would turn out to be Tom Blaine? Yeah, he's not around. Holy static, I could take over the bunker right now. Nah, it's so late in the day. Well, Revenge Notebook, once again, it's just you and me.